Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also kindly invite you to our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these resources of the radio programs and MP3 files. Also, Bible videos, which are 30 minutes in length, are there, and a host of other Bible-related materials. We cordially invite you to check it out. We also want, at the end of this broadcast, to give you our regular meeting times at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any and all these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you examine God's Word with us, with an open mind and open Bible, and come to know the need for God and His Son Jesus in your life, and to believe and obey the things that are contained in the Bible. That is our aim. That is our purpose. I also want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a Happy New Year. This is the first program in 2019. We hope you'll tune in again regularly throughout the year as we delve into the pages of God's holy word. We are looking at the last chapter in our discussion in the books of 1st and 2nd Peter. We are in 2nd Peter chapter 3, and today we're going to begin examining 2nd Peter 3, verse 1 and 2. Let me begin this morning by reading our text, 2nd Peter 3, verse 1 and 2. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of reminder, that you might be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior. Now, in the beginning of this last chapter, few people like to wait, but that is precisely what God calls the believers to do as they anticipate the Lord's return. Three times this word looking forward appears in this chapter in verses 12 through 14. The same Greek word is translated aware that you can read in Luke chapter 14, verse 46. Waiting is to be coupled with watching. First century Christians were close to the words of the Old Testament prophets about Christ's second coming, to which were added the promises of the Lord himself and the constant reminders of the apostles, such as Peter, in letters like this. In 2 Peter 3, in the first 16 verses, presents five facts or perspectives on the Lord's return that we want to examine in the next few weeks. Fact number one is covered in the first two verses of 2 Peter 3. Believers must remember it. Addressing his readers as beloved loved ones, the first of four occurrences in this chapter that you can read in verse 1, verse 8, verse 14, and verse 17. The same type of terminology is used in Jude, verse 17 and 18. Peter calls this his second letter to this group and says both letters are reminders. He's trying to remind them of some things. He's trying to stir up their memory so that they would not forget some things that they had previously been taught. Peter's purpose is to stimulate them to wholesome thinking. Stir up your mind by way of reminder translates the same Greek words which are rendered to stir up your mind by reminding you that we read in the first chapter in verse number 13 of the second book of Peter. The phrase pure minds may also be rendered sincere minds, pure disposition, or wholesome thinking. This occurs elsewhere in the New Testament in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 10. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 10, we read this same Greek word. It says that you may approve of the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. Sincerity of mind is something that's very important to God and very important for the Christian to remember. The English word sincere is from a Latin word that means without wax. Some pottery salesmen would use wax to cover cracks in weak places of the pottery. Such a cover-up could be detected only by holding the jug up to the sun to see if there was any weaknesses that were visible to the naked eye. Such a vase was sun-judged. This is the literal meaning of the Greek word. God wants his people to have sun-judged minds, not those in which their sin spots have been covered over. Peter again reminded his readers of the need to remember, as he did in chapter 1 and verse 12 through 15. In chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "To them it was revealed, that not to themselves, but to us, that were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which the angels desired to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conform yourself to the former lust as in your ignorance." And so again, we see this concept of the need to remember and to have pure and sincere minds, not minds that are covered over with sin. Peter again reminds us that he refers to the holy prophets. Now, this is a constant refrain from the apostles, that the things that were written aforetime were things that the readers and the audience should give thought to. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, "In which in other ages was not made known to the sons of man, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets." I want you to notice here that he tells them that these words were the oracles regarding the day of the Lord and also other related topics that we will discuss in this context. The commandment of our Lord and Savior refers to his teachings, which were then proclaimed by the apostles. Peter's linking the prophets and the apostles placed them on the same level of authority. This also suits Peter's earlier purpose of distinguishing the true servants of the Lord from the false believers. Believers do well to recall the writings of both testaments regarding the Lord's return. And again, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 20. "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone." We need to remember that all the words of the Bible are inspired. That means they are God-breathed. That means that they were given by God. Old Testament prophets and the apostles were guided by the Holy Spirit. To remind us of this, let me read you a couple of passages. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 37, Paul would write, "If anyone thinks himself to be prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. The writings of the apostles and the New Testament writers are commandments of the Lord. They have authority." We also read in this same chapter, in chapter 2 and verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is important to remember that all the things that we read in the Bible were things that God wanted men to know. And in the Old Testament, the prophets prepared us and the minds of those who would read the Old Testament for the coming of the Lord. And there was He would fulfill prophecy. There were things written about him, things written about what he would teach, what he would do, and we see the actual fulfillment of that in the New Testament. Now, God wanted men to know certain things, and those things he wanted men to know, he revealed. But there were other things that God did not want men to know, and he chose not to reveal them. Deuteronomy 29:29 calls these things the secrets of God. The secret things belong to God. But as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, both Old and New Testament, both the prophets of the Old, the apostles of the New, and the prophets of the New, all of them were guided by the Holy Spirit. They revealed the mind of God. They told us what God wanted us to know. And so all the things that you and I need to know in order to understand our duty and responsibility to God is revealed in the Scripture. That's why men must know their Bible. That's why we look at the Bible. That's one of the reasons that we proof text. Everything that we say is to show that it came from God and not from men. If men can't prove their teaching by the Scripture, it did not come from God. And there are no latter-day revelations. There are no latter-day prophets, as so many of the world's religion and television evangelists claim to be. Those are things that are false. They cannot be sustained by the Scripture. They cannot be corroborated by thus saith the Lord. Therefore, they must be rejected. Now, in the beginning of this chapter, the Apostle Peter is setting the foundation for the discussion of the second coming of Christ. But these things were also referred to back in the Old Testament by Old Testament writers. Now, what's the significance of that? Here's the significance of it, dear listener. There was nothing said then that the apostles or the prophets of the new covenant are going to change or alter from what they said, because whatever they said is going to be confirmed and validated by those in the new covenant. You see, that's because both prophets and both sets of people got their information from the same people. They're not going to contradict one another. You know, when you read in the Old Testament from some of the Old Testament prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah or Malachi or Amos or Hosea, they're not going to contradict something that Peter, James, or John, or Paul said. They're going to tell the same story. They're going to tell it at a different time and in a different way. And so what Peter is trying to tell his audience is that there's things that have been written previously about the second coming of Christ in the old economy, and you need to understand that those things were true and that you need to remember those things. You know, in Romans 15 and verse 4, the Bible says that whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. And so those things written aforetime were written in order that we might know and understand what God wants us to know. And so as Paul begins this last chapter, Peter, he is putting them in memory that they are to be remembering the things that they have been previously taught, because they are going to be confirmed by the apostles and by the teaching that they're going to give, because they're being guided by the Holy Spirit. You see, this is a God-driven word. When you and I study the Bible, we are reading the mind of God, as if he's sitting next to us having a conversation. Look into the Bible. His mind is revealed. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next.